Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection is in one place. You can bundle and save at Progressive.com. We got Sean Merriman, friend of the show, former All-Pro linebacker, now the founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. We'll talk to him at the bottom of the hour. That's always a lot of fun. A little bit scary, but always fun. Talking with Lights Out Merriman. Rob, let's go to the NBA for now. And the New York Knicks having a season basically that you would expect from the Knicks. Right now,
they're just in the middle of nowhere, Chris.
Right.
They're
the fifth seed in the East. They're 12-8. And last night they got hammered by the Milwaukee Bucks in the quarterfinals of the play-in or the in-season tournament. And Kenny Smith on TNT was talking about what's wrong with the Knicks. And you kind of said it. They're just right there in the middle of nowhere, Chris.
Right. Middle of nowhere.
Not bad enough to get the top pick.
Not good enough to compete for a championship.
Right.
And remember, they beat Cleveland last year in the first round, and you know that was a nice kind of series win for them. And but that was it. Like that was it. And that's where they are.
And that was you knew that's as far as they were going. Here is Kenny Smith on TNT's Inside the NBA last night talking about the Knicks.
This is why the Knicks are going to stay in the middle. Every game that they play, they always have the second best player. You play Boston, you got the second or third best player. You play Orlando with Banchero. They don't have a player that's better than Banchero. Milwaukee, we know they don't. Philadelphia, they don't. The Indiana Pacers, Tyrese Haliburton is the best player on the floor, if you say that.
Correct.
If you play the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler is the best player on the floor. You play the Cleveland Cavaliers, you have
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. You don't have the best player on the floor no night. Now, they can play better than you, but they are not walking into the gym and saying,
you have no margin for error.
You know what?
And today, Rod, quickly before you go, there was a report by Shams Charania, who obviously breaks a lot of NBA news, today saying that the Knicks are in the market trying to trade for a superstar. Yeah,
luck.
I bet they are.
Yeah,
I mean,
they've been trying to lure a superstar for 20
exactly.
years.
Chris.
So
exactly.
Now they're gonna. Now they got enough to trade when they wouldn't get Donovan Mitchell because they didn't want to give up all of the draft picks that they had stockpiled. Remember that? How long ago was that?
And a lot of people will tell you Danny Ainge, who's running the Jazz, was only going to trade Mitchell to the Knicks if he absolutely just fleeced them.
Right. No, I get that.
But to your point, I think ultimately Kenny's right. There are exceptions. You covered the Pistons in 2004 when they beat the Shaq Kobe Lakers. Obviously, they didn't have the best player on the floor. The Seattle Supersonics back to 1979.
It's happened a couple times.
Those
but not
are
enough,
only
right.
two times recently. And of course, look, when Dallas beat the Heat, and really it was the Heat melting down,
that was
in
it.
But Dirk was at least a superstar, but the Heat had the two best players on the floor, LeBron and Wade, and lost.
I was going to say, Chris, in listening to Kenny Smith, I know he's from New York and everything, but he sounded like Mark Jackson. Did you hear, like
you mean his voice?
Yeah, he sounded like when he was breaking it down and talking about the Knicks. It was weird. It was sound like
the content or the voice?
The voice. He sounded like Mark Jackson, he really did, and it was just kind of weird. But anyway, his point is well taken, and that's well thought out, and I think he's right. And if you're the Knicks, Chris, you got to do something. The worst place to be is where they are. It's nowhere land. It's the worst. You'd rather bottom out and hope and pray you get a Wimby or you get, you know what I mean? Like, you got to, it's either that or you got to be good. The middle, you get nothing. You just get just enough talent to stay where you are, but not enough to change your position. And that's a bad spot to be in, and that's where the Knicks are. They're nothing.
Yeah, and let me quickly, Rob, I'm going to take a quick tangent just to clarify something we said last segment. When Mark Mosley, the kicker for the Washington Redskins, won the MVP in 1982, that was a strike-shortened year. Remember, they only played 9 games.
Right, okay, yeah. Okay.
And the Redskins won the Super Bowl. Joe Theismann was their quarterback. He had 13 touchdowns, 8 picks.
Unbelievable, Chris.
It was hard to say. 9 picks, actually. 13 touchdowns, 9 picks. He
didn't
get the award. John Riggins, and remember Riggins. Riggins was a great player. He was their leading rusher that year. He's a Hall of Famer, Rob, but that year he averaged 3.1 yards a carry.
Unbelievable. It was a different NFL. It was.
Right. And so I guess they figured, hey, the kicker hit 95% of his kicks, 20 for 21 that year. So he got
that ain't
it.
No that, MVP that, season. No,
that's
sorry.
Kind of an embarrassment that guy actually won MVP. No offense to him. But, back to the Knicks, Rob. Here's what I think. Try to get the superstar. Rob, let's just look off the top of our heads at the last few teams to win championships. Denver, Nikola Jokic. Who won it? Golden State, Steph Curry. Giannis with Milwaukee. LeBron with the Lakers. Kawhi with Toronto. Then you had the Warriors years. Then you had LeBron in 2016. I mean, just keep going back. Yes, we talked about it. Probably the only 2 years, Rob, in modern history where a team without a superstar won it was Detroit in 04 and the Seattle Supersonics in 79. This is what I think you would have to do. If you can't get the superstar, because to your point, they've been trying for years, for decades. They got Melo, and you know what happened there. They never got past the second round. And that was only one time they even got that far. Rob, I think if you can't get the superstar, what you have to do, and these, I don't know that these are the types of players to do this, but you would have to, and I think it could work in today's NBA. You would have to get players that can shoot the lights out and you play five-man basketball. Most teams today play one or two-man basketball. One man where you iso your best player a lot and he creates everything for everybody. Or high pick and roll, everybody spaces around the two, you know, pick and roll guys. And you either do something in the pick and roll or you kick it out to the shooters. That's basically how most teams play. If you play a five-man brand of basketball where it's equal opportunity to offense, the ball is popping. It's moving around. It's not sticking. Nobody's dribbling too much. And you can shoot. And you can defend, and defense is just hard if you have the requisite level of athleticism and strength. Then I think you could make some noise. I'll go to, like, when San Antonio ran through the Heat in 2014. Now, granted, they had Tim Duncan, but Tim Duncan was old. He wasn't, you know, the Tim Duncan of his greatness.
Right.
Tony Parker was even a tad old at that point. And Manu, same thing. They ran through the Heat, and I get the Heat were a bit banged up with Wade Bosch, but they moved the ball. They played smart basketball and team basketball. Rob, Golden State. Nobody thought Golden State was going to ever even win a championship, let alone four, right? When Steve Kerr took over, what'd he do? Before that, and Mark Jackson did a great job with them defensively, and they were a really good 50-win team. But they were just doing the same thing everybody else did offensively, which was high pick and roll with Steph. And then Kerr came in and said, you know what? We're going to move the basketball. Steph's going to be off the ball, moving, running off screens and getting jump shots. And they start, the rest is history. They play five-man basketball in a one- or two-man ball league. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Steph was not supposed to be all that. He's from Davidson. Draymond, second-round pick. Klay, late lottery pick from Washington. And so I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying if you don't have a superstar, to me, that is the way you have to play to win big in the NBA if you don't have a superstar.
Yeah, I mean, and it takes some luck, Chris, just what you said. Getting some players and being fortunate that it all meshes together. It's a tough spot to be in. And people are going to go to the Garden and sell out and buy tickets because they're basketball fans in New York. They love basketball. They love the Knicks.
And they at least can see the opponent.
Well,
the opponent's superstar.
But you know what I mean. People want to go to the Garden. No. And no, I know.
It is a great atmosphere.
It is.
And I'll give the Knicks credit. Yeah, because I used to joke about, I mean, Madison Square Garden, Rob, you know, great place to watch basketball. Rappers, superstars, celebrities in the crowd, in the front row, first 10, 20 rows. That's awesome. But, you know, they've renovated it, and it's really nice now. Before the renovation, it was not one of the top arenas in terms of, you know, technology.
It was outdated.
But now it's actually really nice with the renovation, so I'll give them credit for that.
And for people who have never been there, you know, it's like going to a theater because they darken the seats, the house, and only the court is lit. Right. So it feels like you're on stage. It really is a great atmosphere. And, you know, I covered a million games there and love being in that building for basketball. But that's where the Knicks are. They just don't. And the frustration of fans and people thinking that they had something going. And then last, you know, was it 2 years ago they fell off, Chris, after that 1 year they beat they were supposed to beat the Hawks. You remember that?
Trae Young. That was a year. I mean, Trae is a clutch guy. You know, he's got that heart. But even Rob, if they had won that, though, you know what I mean?
No. I'm just saying. But they felt good about that because they felt like they finally got Julius Randle, who
they thought maybe he'll be our guy.
Exactly, right. like that. And then the next year, he had that bad year. The very next year.
Look, they've got three really good players: Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, R.J. Barrett. But they're not the type of players, Rob, to play the way I just suggested. And they're not, you know, none of them are like a superstar for sure. I mean, you're stretching it a tad to even say they're stars. Put up numbers, right? I mean, if you want to call Julius Randle a star, okay. You want to call Jalen Brunson now a star, okay. But you know what I'm saying? But that Detroit team, here's the thing too, Rob. That Detroit team, and I guess you could say this about the Knicks. Chauncey Billups had been a bust before he went to Detroit. But he was a top pick. What was Chauncey, the fourth pick in the draft? Something like that?
Third pick, I think. Was it third?
I think it was third. Rasheed Wallace was a top four pick. I believe. So they had, like Jeff Van Gundy used to say this, like, they didn't have, you know, what you might expect from a top three pick for your career. But that, when you're that level of pick, usually it means you got major league talent. And Chauncey and Rashid had that, Rob.
Right. And then, don't forget, you know what I mean? And then, you know, Rip was an underperforming player in D.C., you know what I mean? And he blossomed with
and
the
he put up numbers.
No, right.
You know, in D.C., he was a 20-point scorer there.
But I'm telling you, when Michael Jordan made that trade with Joe Dumars, he thought he fleeced Joe D.
I did, too. I thought
Jerry Stackhouse. Right.
Stackhouse had he led the league, he's one or two in the league.
He was number two one year, Chris. He was number two with the Pistons.
29 a game or
so,
something.
So Michael thought, oh, man, you know what I mean?
That's where – go ahead.
No, and I was just going to say, and Rip, you remember, he had issues staying healthy a little bit early on in Washington.
But see, that's where Rob putting together a team. And again, that team wasn't necessarily the ball popping and moving all the time. But Joe Dumars built a team. Chauncey, Rip, Rashid, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince.
Yep, that was a good pick. I mean, Tayshaun,
right. And he wasn't a star, but he fit. Like, that's the thing. All those guys fit. So what I would say, I gave my formula, but there are others. But the common denominator is somehow you got to get guys that are unselfish,
and that
don't
fit.
Care about the individual numbers, and it's not going to be one guy, you know, trying to outshine everybody. You're going to play as a team. And that's what those Pistons did, Rob. And they were able to beat
I saw it every night,
team.
Chris, for 8 years. You know, it was an incredible run. It really was. It was a fun place to be. They sold out the building every night. It was great. It was going to work. Remember that? Going to work. Yep.
Yep. That's what they did. They may have been out, you know, by this point, maybe they weren't going to win it. But remember, they traded Chauncey for Iverson. Now, Iverson would have been that superstar, right? I mean, I get he was kind of on the tail end, but he had put up big numbers in Denver.
They had to make a move because, remember, they lost three straight Eastern Conference. You know what I
mean?
You couldn't bring back the same team again. Like, they just had to
But Chauncey was probably the wrong guy to trade. He was such a great leader. You know what I mean?
But in order to get somebody.
Denver got to the conference championship that year.
Because Chauncey lost four straight conference finals.
Yeah.
Because remember, he lost with Denver and three with the Pistons.
Right.
He lost four straight. I mean, Chauncey was that close to maybe going to four straight NBA finals. He was in four.
Chauncey is an interesting case for Hall of Fame.
He's
an interesting one. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Knicks basketball. What in the world can the Knicks do to become a championship-level team? Do they need a superstar? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. It's the Odd Couple, brought to you by Prize Picks, and you can test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. What's up with the Knicks and what can they do to get out of this land of mediocrity? Your thoughts?
Good question. Let's kick it off with Drew in Denver. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Drew?
What up? First of all, the owner needs to sell the team. Anyway, I do think they need to change the way they play. I feel like they always go back to that way they played in the 90s, you know, hiring Thibodeau, drafting R.J. Barrett, good defensive team, good defensive player. But I think in today's game, you need to be able to score points. And if you want to be defensive, your star can't do both. He's going to be too tired, especially if you only have one star, like Brunson. And I know Julius Randle, but he's inconsistent. R.J. Barrett, he can't really shoot the three like that. So he could play defense. He can't really shoot. So maybe they need to change the way they play. They need to get him another consistent scorer on offense, because if it's just Brunson, they can't really do anything, like in the East, especially in the East.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No, every other team, Kenny Smith is right. We can go down the list, Rob. How many teams don't have a better player than the Knicks? Than what the Knicks got.
Right.
It's very few.
No, Kenny Smith is right. And that's the issue. 877.
Boston's got two better than the Knicks have anybody. And Porzingis might be better than anybody they have. The Bucks have two. Orlando's got Banchero. Philly's got probably two if you count Maxey along with Embiid. Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton. He went down the list. Miami, Cleveland. Now, they beat Cleveland, but Cleveland's got one. Donovan Mitchell. Brooklyn doesn't. Atlanta's got, Trae Young, Rob, he in the playoffs, he did in the Knicks. So, yeah, that's why they're down with the other teams, the Washingtons, the Charlottes, and, Detroits, and, yeah.
Did the Pistons lose again? Is it over? Chris,
I don't know.
Bad. Is this 18 in a row?
They're horrible. I feel for my man Monty. He's a good coach. But
they did lose. God.
They lost one. They didn't lose. They got pummeled. 116-102.
Chris, what do you do?
Desmond Bane drops 40.
Chris, what do you do if you're ownership? Sir, I'm asking you. Monty just got there, okay? They got
what was the deal? Right, you can't get rid of him.
For $100 million. But I'm just saying, what do you do?
What is the contract? Do you? I'll Google it.
But it's the largest contract for any NBA player, but it's 6 years. 6 years for, like, I don't know, $90 million?
You're right, it was 6 years. No, yeah, it was something crazy. You're right, like 13.
78? What is
million.
It?
It is, yeah, 6 years, 78.5
78,
million.
Okay. That's a
$13 million a year. So you're not getting rid of him. That means it seems, and I don't have any inside information. I don't know. But just as, who was it that said it? Was it Antonio Daniels? Or it feels like it was Greg Jennings.
Greg Jennings, right.
It feels when you lose this many games in a row, Rob, and you're just performing way below where you should be. I'm not saying they should be a great team, but they certainly shouldn't be this bad. It does. You think, right, that the coach has lost the locker room. And it sounds like, how in the world could you lose the locker room that early? But something, they're not resonating with what he's selling. At least that's how it seems. So you are not going to get rid of him, and he's also proven he can win elsewhere. So I think, Rob, you've got to try to bring in the type of players that fit what he wants to do. And Cade Cunningham obviously is, you know, their best player, I think. And so you've got to, you know, get Cade on board with what you're trying to do, if he's not, and try to build around him with players that fit what Monty Williams wants to do. That would be my only answer.
It's a sad state of affairs. That's all. Sad.
Not to me. I'm not really even thinking about the Detroit.
No, I know. I'm just, Chris, I spent 20 years there. To see them in this state is just shocking.
No, they've been horrible for a while now. Wow. All right, Sean Merriman, lights out, is around the corner. That's next. But first, B-Finn, Brian Finley with the update.
Yeah, Chris and Rob, you know that you're the Pistons and things are bad when you have 49 points scored from Desmond Bain. Yeah, I said his name right. Desmond Bain had 49 points for the Grizzlies. And what was a 116-102 win on the road, sending the Pistons to 2-19 on the year. That includes 1-10 at home. Just going to leave that there for a second. 76ers 131-126 winners against the Wizards, and they're not that much better than the Pistons, the Wiz, 3-17. And Joel Embiid threw up a 50-burger, 50 points, 26 in the first half, 24 in the second half, 3 assists short of a triple-double. He was doing just a little bit of everything in that ball game. Many of the other games are still in action, including the Magic trying to play catch-up on the Cavs, 117-107, under 3 minutes to play in regulation. Donovan Mitchell, 35 points, 7 rebounds. He's been the highlight for the Cavs. As far as the Heat, here they come, 97-89, they're ahead of the Raptors. Midway through the fourth quarter, Caleb Martin, 24 points. He's been on a scoring spree. 86 points for the Nets, and they're up by 2 on the Hawks in Atlanta. Early moments of the fourth quarter. Also early moments of the fourth quarter in Minnesota, where the Timberwolves and Spurs are deadlocked at 75. Rudy Gobert has 12-12. The Bulls starting to pull away against the Hornets with a big third quarter here, 63-48 in favor of Chicago. Midpoint of the third quarter. Also halfway through the third period, the Rockets are taming the Thunder, 63-59. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander does have 20 points. Mavericks are taking it to the Jazz, 74-51. 74 points scored by the Mavericks, and it's only the half. And Luka Doncic has a triple-double at the half. 29 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists.
Wow.
Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, as I send it back to you, what can't Luka Doncic do? Two quarters, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. He's making it look too easy out there.
Yeah, it is looking easy for him. He's great. Phenomenal player. Luka Doncic. All right, thank you, B-Finn. All right, we're live, the Odd Couple from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a friend of the show, former All-Pro linebacker, the founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and he's here talking about his upcoming Lights Out Extreme Fighting card. It's Saturday, January 6th in Long Beach. That fight airs live on Fubo Sports, and tickets are available at lightsoutxf.com. We welcome in Sean Merriman. Sean, how are you?
Sean, what up? What up?
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're great, man. Great to have you on. So tell us about this card you got coming up and why, you know, people will find it exciting and entertaining.
Man, yes, we'll be Saturday, January 6th, we'll be live on Fubo Sports, Fubo TV, as you said, man, in Long Beach. Long Beach has been a great area for us. We can pull fighters up from San Diego all the way up to, you know, North Cal. But this one's big, man. It's our first one that we've had, you know, women headlining a card for us. Abby Montez,
women. Wow.
Jackie Catalan, both of them are superstars in the sport. They're very well known. You know, typically, fellas, man, I don't get in touch with, I don't really get that involved in the matchmaking side of it because I got a great team and stuff. But I wanted this one to happen. So you guys don't miss this one. This one's going to be a banger. We got about 12 or 13 fights. That's going to be live on Fubo Sports, man. So this was going to be huge.
Is hair pulling allowed? I'm just asking.
Hey, look, whatever you got to do to win. You know, you ain't gonna, in my eyes, yes. That's up to the California State Athletic Commission. Whatever they want to allow. By my eyes, a win is a win.
Well, Sean, last time we had you on, it was before the Tyson Fury Francis Ngannou fight. And it was, you know, like a week before that week or something. And you and I and I think just about every fight fan thought that Fury was just going to demolish Ngannou. And it turned out to be a close fight. It went the distance. And Ngannou actually got the only knockdown of the fight. Some people thought he won. What did you think of the fight? And what do you make of the outcome and what that could mean for the future of both Fury and Ngannou, and maybe boxing overall?
You know, I've been around combat sports for 17 years, and I don't care who you are, nobody predicted that one. Nobody. Right. And to be honest, man, I don't want to take anything away from Francis. Francis looks sharp. He looks strong, especially for him not being in a ring or a cage in almost 2 years because of that knee injury. I think that Tyson Fury walked into that fight thinking it was going to be a cakewalk. And he didn't train. He mentally didn't prepare. He just thought he was going to walk right through Ngannou. And he found out the hard way that wasn't possible. So big up for MMA. I thought it was a slash, a jab in the gut to boxing. And, you know, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, I think Ngannou won.
Really? Wow. I do agree with you that I think Fury took him lightly. And what about, and I know there are a lot of good fights out there that could be made. Wilder's got a fight coming up Joseph Parker. But I would love to see Wilder and Ngannou. What do you think about that? Because you got obviously two huge punchers that aren't, you know, technicians necessarily. Would you give Ngannou a chance in that fight?
Yeah, I would. I like that fight. I also like him against Anthony Joshua. I like that fight even more.
Because Joshua seems, to me, I don't know if I feel like he's been kind of reluctant to engage, you know, since he was knocked out a few years ago. I feel like Ngannou might get Joshua.
I think styles make fights. Right. And, you know, yes, Browns Bomber, I think that that fight would be entertaining, two big names. But I'm a firm believer that style makes fights, and how Anthony Joshua fights, his fighting style, power, you know, a bigger guy, not super, super mobile. I think that we're going there and see these guys just dropping bombs. Right. I mean, right. They're like it'll be no technique. It's like whoever lands that big punch is going out. And I think for me personally, I'd much rather see that.
Sean, Let me get a football question in here about your former team, the Chargers. And how surprised are you that they're 5-7 coming off that beautiful 6-0 win over the Patriots? But they got playmakers on defense. They got a quarterback, franchise quarterback. How surprised are you at where they are and how bad they are?
You know what, man? I'm glad I still got my hair because I've been scratching it the whole season. And, you know, just – just watching them, man. And look, and I'm not talking about the preseason hype. We're talking about bona fide superstars, right? On that squad, from Justin Herbert, Eckler, Khalil Mack, Derwin James, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. I know he went down with that knee injury. I'm talking about bona fide superstars. And so when you look at this team, and you're like, what in the hell's going on? And so the only conclusion I have, I've been at just about every game. I'm still close to the team. I still watch it, and I'm trying to figure out, same as everybody else. And I think personally, man, they just struggled finding an identity. Like, who are they? Are they an aggressive team? Are they a disguised team? Are they you don't know, right? And then you know you got an offense that could possibly put up 30-plus points a game for you every game, and then they go out and score 6 points. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, so it's one of these things, man, where obviously Brandon Staley's on a hot seat. I don't want to dance around that because we know that in NFL, if you don't produce, you're out of there. And I'm talking about from the front office all the way down to the coaches and players. You're done if you don't get it done out there. I'm just talking about in general, man, who are they? Which team is going to show up? Because if the good Chargers team show up, they can play against anybody. If the bad ones show up, they're scoring 6 points. And so I get why so many people are jumping on their back, and they should, man, because that team is a lot better than that record reflects.
Sean, the Jets, it's a circus out there. I don't know how closely you've been following it, but there were reports that Zach Wilson, who was benched a couple of weeks ago, now, you know, he's going to start this upcoming game, but there were reports that he didn't want to play anymore because he didn't want to be scapegoated for the reason they're losing, or he was worried about getting hurt. I feel like he hasn't done enough. He hadn't done even a fraction of enough as a player to turn down an opportunity to play.
But how do you
think that sits? And I get that people say he's gotten a runaround from the team. They haven't handled him well, which I agree. They have mismanaged his situation. But how do you think it sits with players, the notion that a quarterback doesn't want to go out there and play, particularly one who hasn't played well in his career?
Listen, if those reports are true, and he really did say that, we really did, you know, that was his response to the head coach or front office, whoever asked him, I don't necessarily fault him. And I'll tell you why. Whenever you make a move to bench a guy, this is why you play until you're absolutely sure that you're ready to move on from it. Right? Don't throw me back in there because I made a mistake. Sorry. Let me fix this. That doesn't happen, especially at the quarterback position. Now, I'm not, you know, saying he should, you know, sit out and be a brat and, I'm not going back in. I'm just telling you that if he really said that, I understand his sentiment. That's why, as a coach or anybody in the front office, before you move on from a guy, before you bench him, you want to exhaust every single opportunity because ain't no going back, right? And let's not forget, man, let's not forget, he may not want to go back because he realized that offense, it's just that they're just bad. That we're forgetting that the reason why Aaron Rodgers is sitting on the sideline right now is because nobody blocking for him. So what the hell would Zach Wilson want to get back in the game for when they got much more problems on that team than the quarterback? He's going to be shipped out of there, right? He's not the guy going forward. They've already made that decision. So if you already made a decision to sit me because you thought a better opportunity was there, why throw me back in the game when you're shipping me out in a few weeks anyway?
All right, that is our man, Sean Lights Out Merriman.
Thanks,
check
Sean.
Out his upcoming Lights Out Extreme Fighting card, Saturday, January 6th, Long Beach, California. Fight airs on FUBU Sports. You can get your tickets at lightsoutxf.com. Sean, thanks, man, and happy holidays, brother.
Appreciate it, man. Y'all too. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. We just spoke with Sean Lights Out Merriman, former All-Pro linebacker for what was then the San Diego Chargers. And we talked with him a little bit about Zach Wilson, the beleaguered quarterback for the New York Jets. And Zach Wilson, after being benched a few weeks ago, is now starting their game this upcoming weekend, amid reports that he did not want to play, that when the word kind of at least came to him that they might be considering playing him again, that he was reluctant to play. And Diana Russini, who broke this story, I heard her on the radio talking about it, how everybody within the Jets organization is trying to figure out who it was, what trainer, what player, what coach, what security guard or whatever. And she said, it's all of them. Like, it was multiple people that shared this sentiment with her. And the reason it was multiple people is because, according to her, at least, Zach Wilson wasn't like hiding it. It was just known. He was talking to different people. I guess, you know, you can imagine saying stuff like, hey, look, I'm glad I ain't out there now. The way our offensive line was blocking, I might get broken up like Aaron did, you know, or something like that. And so it wasn't just one person. I personally, if I was with the Jets, I'd feel better about that than if Wilson just shared it with maybe a handful of people in confidence and one of them leaked it. The fact that he was open about it, at least according to her, and it was just common knowledge around the organization, makes it a little bit easier. And there are many saying, well, you know, good organizations don't talk like that. I mean, nowadays, everything leaks. And I get it. The Jets are not a well-run organization. But remember a few years ago, before Tom Brady won his last Super Bowl in New England? Remember all the reports? Written, spoken reports about how bad things were, how Belichick wanted to play Garoppolo and how Brady wanted Garoppolo traded because he was worried about him getting, you know, his position or whatever it might be, and how Belichick and Brady were on the outs. I mean, there were reports all over the place. So you can't just say that winning organizations don't talk, because leaks nowadays come out with every organization. They just do. All right. I remember even with the San Antonio Spurs, when Kawhi Leonard, his last go round there, and he had the injuries, there was talk, there was scuttlebutt about he's really not hurt, and Pop had other players going to talk, you know, like Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili saying stuff in the press, you know, to get Kawhi out there. Like, oh, there were leaks. And so my point is, let's not act like the Jets, again, not a well-run organization, but let's not act like they're the only organization that has leaks. And that if there are leaks, you can never win, because Exhibit A will be the New England Patriots before their last Super Bowl with Tom Brady. So now let's get to Zach. You heard Lights Out, Merriman, say that he understands why Zach would be reluctant to play. I do too. He has been, you know, mishandled. They bench you last year three times, put Mike White, the unheralded Mike White, in for you, then bring you back this year a second string behind Aaron Rodgers. Then you're out of play. Then they bench you after that. Now they want to play you again. I get it. It's kind of crazy. But here's, this is my thing. And I get why, if I'm Zach Wilson, I'm bothered with the whole way things have gone down. But I'm also being realistic, being honest. If I'm Zach Wilson and I look in the mirror, guess what I've got to say? Well, the reason they were benching me is because I was playing like crap. I was playing like garbage. And the first step to Zach Wilson improving, if he can, is to admit he wasn't getting it done. All right, so I get that they have not been great either on their side as far as the way they've handled you. But if you played well, you would have never gotten benched. If you played well and had this team on the verge of making the playoffs because your defense is so good, you never would have gotten benched again. So look in the mirror, accept your responsibility, and go out there and do the best you can in a tough situation. That would be my advice, Zach. Go out there and do it. We're the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard, and I'm out.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.